right now. It is time for us to check sports. Mike will be joining us tomorrow. We'll have our big Super Bowl show where we pick the Super Bowl, talk about the Super Bowl, and then we'll also talk a little horse racing and other sports. Taking a look at the NBA last night, the Knicks defeated the Bulls 107-103, as we look at the local scores. The Kings defeated the Celtics 116-111. Any other local teams that were in action? I do not see that. So that's what we have for local action in the NBA. We will switch over now to the National Hockey League. And last night, the Bruins defeated the Flyers. The Bruins 7-1-2 on the year, so have a good start. The Flyers 7-2-2. Coming up today, the Rangers will take on the Capitals at 7 p.m. That's just about it there, and looking at that. Looking at some other sports news in general, of course, we're awaiting the Super Bowl on Sunday evening. I do believe it is on CBS this year. Tampa Bay, a home game, hard to believe, but Tampa Bay going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. In NBA news, the Clippers defeated the Cavaliers. The Mavericks defeated the Hawks. The Wizards defeated the Heat. And the latest news out of the NBA with COVID-19, zero new players tested positive for the virus in the past week. That is a first, all right? And the Nets held off the Clippers last night with a 124-120 win. How about this in college basketball? St. John shut down number 3 Villanova in a 70-59 upset. That is a big upset. Number 14 Virginia defeated North Carolina State 64-57. Pitt topped Virginia Tech 83-72. Number 10 Alabama cruised past Louisiana State University 78-60. And number 18 Missouri held off Kentucky to win 75-70. Any other sports news? In baseball, the Twins reached a one-year, $13 million deal with DH Nelson Cruz. And it looks like there might be a work stoppage coming up in the national pastime, Major League Baseball, in 2022. Baseball players refused to negotiate with owners over a one-month delay for the spring training. The Angels suspended Mickey Callaway after allegations of some lewd and wrong behavior. And you remember Grant Jackson? Well, Grant Jackson was the winning pitcher in game number 7 of the 1979 World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember that? That team was the team that had the theme song, "We Are Family." Well, Grant Jackson passed away at the age of 78. So that is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.